This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, well, what's been going on lately with you?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Just working. Haven't had a chance to game in a long time. Always outside issues causing it.
Yeah, sorry about that, but...
Yeah, as long as she's healthy, that's what's important, right?
Right. Long story, we won't get into it here, but yeah. Things have been a little stressful in my home, let's put it that way.
I would say, yeah, that's definitely stressful.
Yeah, but, you know, getting past the big scare, what's worse is the diet change. For both of us.
Well, maybe you'll actually eat real food.
Turkey. I at least can have chocolate and caffeine. I just, you know, the caffeine at the house is fine because she doesn't drink my diet sodas. Never has.
Nobody should. Ugh.
But I can't have chocolate at home. I can't bring candies home if I get any from the store. They have to stay at work. Yeah. So that and the extra exercise and whatnot, it's plus, this all had to hit at a certain time of the month. You know what I'm saying? There was a couple points I thought she was going to slug me. She's been under a huge amount of stress.
Well, and being married to you is just more stress.
Yes, it doesn't make things easier. I get that. But I've been trying to make things easier, and, you know, we'll get through it.
Yes, and the ball gag helps.
Anyway,
that could be taken multiple ways. We'll just let the audience take it however they feel it's appropriate.
Yes. Anyway, so today, I thought we'd talk about a story that's popped up here and there over the last few months, but I recently saw it pop up again, and it got me thinking, hey, this is something we could talk about, because, let's be honest, without Rylea around, we don't talk a whole lot about console gaming, do we?
Well, no, because I have consoles, and they sit mostly unused.
Yeah, your son plays them, and...
Yeah.
I have a RetroPie, you know, home-built retro console of sorts. Little computer, but that's it. I don't do console gaming.
Well, I might be willing to play a console game if they made, you know, several games that were that console only, and they were actually worth a damn. You know, the kind of game that I like to play, like they used to do.
Right.
But now, you know, they come out with this game, and yeah, it's console exclusive, except it sucks balls, or it's a shooter game.
Uh-huh.
90% of the crap they put out, it's a shooter game!
Or it's sports.
A PUBG kind of game, or a sport game. It's like, you're not making it any harder for me to just ignore your console because the games you are putting out are crap. Breath of the Wild is the only game that has come out that made me want to buy a console.
The thing is that...
But it's only one.
It's not even that good. I mean, it's obviously a great game, but it's got huge problems like the... You can use all these different weapons, pick up weapons all over the place, but you swing them a few times and they break. And if you get a really nice sword or other weapon, you don't want to use it because it's going to break. Everything is very, very fragile. And that sucks. You can't really enjoy a weapon because it's inevitably going to shatter on you. So... Yeah, that's what went. I think I'll wait on the Switch. That basically killed my enthusiasm for it right off the bat. Of course, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe kind of brought it back, but whatever. Still haven't bought one, but that's neither here nor there. Have you heard about Google maybe getting into the console market?
Yeah, actually, I heard about it a long time ago, but then, you know, the talk just kind of died off and hadn't heard anything until just recently.
Yeah, they've been very secretive. They've been very secretive about what they might be doing, what they have in mind, and what really cemented it in people's minds was that they hired a guy who used to run PlayStation, you know, for, you know, Sony of America, and he was really big in in Microsoft for their Xbox division at some point, and now he was hired for a special project at Google a little while back, and most people believe he is in charge of making some sort of gaming system for Google.
Well, I heard it was going to be called the Google Box, and then somebody else said, no, it's going to be the Google device or the Google machine. But again, everything went away, and I haven't heard anything until just recently.
Right. And they float so many rumors out there just to see what catches on. You really can't determine what they're going to do. But what intrigues me is that there's so many different ideas about it. I mean, because, you know, obviously, Google can afford to buy any developer they want and then just go, okay, you're now making games exclusively for us.
Yeah.
They have enough ready cash to buy out EA and make all their projects for their own machine. You know how much of a seismic shift that would be in the console market? Hell, in gaming, period. If everything EA made suddenly was, oh, nope, that's going to be over here on this machine. Aside from what they already have out, obviously.
Yeah.
But all their new projects coming up that aren't already about to come out would just go over to Google Box. We might as well just call it that for now. And, you know, so that they could just drop money and buy these companies. So getting exclusives, not even an issue. It's the same thing that Microsoft did basically when they came out with their original Xbox. Everyone was like, who's going to develop for that? Oh, I don't know. That company that we just bought. Brought them in-house. Now they make for us. And some that obviously the machine took off, despite its technical issues. Red Ring of Death, anyone?
Yeah.
And now, where are they? Number two in the console market?
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind that Sony was number one when Xbox jumped in, when Microsoft jumped in, and they've basically just stepped over Nintendo and went, okay, now we're number two and Nintendo's number three. But Nintendo's only number three because they haven't, they put out casual machines generally, let's be honest, and they haven't really stepped up and said, no, we're going to compete. How about we put out this monstrosity that's just as powerful as your stuff, but it's got all the Nintendo fun. They could go to number one anytime they want to. They just choose not to, because they're making money hand over fist with effectively a tablet.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that again, you know, coming back around to the whole Google Box thing, I keep getting off in different directions, but it's been a long night. Anyway, do you really think, I mean, we already know Google could buy their way into the market.
Yeah.
But does that mean they're going to thrive? I mean, obviously, well, Sony, they've got decades of experience. Microsoft came in cold, but at least they were making games before they put out the Xbox. They had game studios. And obviously, Nintendo is Nintendo. Can Google just buy their way in?
Well, they could, but they're not going to succeed unless they make sure that the games that they're putting out are games that people actually want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to make the console functional. It has to be, you have a lot of utility to it. If it's just this big blocky controller with buttons everywhere and, you know, it's hard to control. It doesn't work like, you know, a gamer needs it to. It doesn't matter how much money they throw at it. People aren't going to want to play it. Do you remember the, I'm not sure if it was N64 or one of those, that god-awful controller that was universally hated.
That'd be the Nintendo 64 controllers.
And that almost crushed the company.
Yeah. Actually, my sweetie bought me a USB Nintendo 64 controller so I could play Nintendo 64 games through a emulator on my laptop. They got me that for Christmas last year. It's painful, literally painful to try and hold effectively. You got the analog stick in the middle of this, and you're trying to, and it's the weird buttons. I'm like, where am I supposed to put my hands? Wait, and there's triggers on the bottom. How am I supposed to use those too? I don't have enough fingers to make it work right. It's like it was designed by an octopus.
Well, you only need one finger for that.
That was the sound of the joke going right over my head.
Took you a while, huh?
I don't get it. I'm sorry. I just...
One finger, you know, you flip them off.
Oh. Oh.
You're really tired.
Yes, I am. I was up all night live streaming, and that was fun until the game crashed because I reinstalled Lotro again. And
why?
Because I had it fixed. I found out the problem and I got it fixed. And then after 4 hours of streaming, it crashed on me again.
Because it's not fixed.
Well, no. I let it just sit there. And it finally went through its, you know, the system started unlocking and I got a blue screen of death. Finally, that gave me an actual code, you know, a name that I could Google once I rebooted. And oh, look. Do these things and fix these drivers. Okay, good. Reboot again. Start it up. Start streaming again. Half hour later, it crashes again. But this time, it didn't crash super hard, and I was able to get error codes from Lotro that, after doing some more Googling on that, it's DirectX. The latest update of Lotro is apparently conflicting with DirectX 10 and above.
Which you kinda need.
No, because the game, Lotro, was designed for DirectX 9. Guess what isn't installed with Windows 10? Install DirectX 9.0c, which just adds it into your DLL files. Lotro, you pick it to that. Bam! No problem.
Sounds like too much work.
It was a little stressful. Windows 10 fought, but eventually I got the right DL. Because there's multiple downloads for 9.0c, and the page looks all the same on each of them. You have to find the one that's just right, and eventually a forum goes, these are the ones you want to do based off of your things. Windows 10, click this one, bam, download, installed, done. Works fine now. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Yes. So what point topic. Were you actually going for?
I don't remember now. Oh, boy. Anyway, obviously, they're going to have an ergonomic controller. They're going to have either, if it's a local box or what somebody else suggested, you know, their Google Stick or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
You just plug this thing into a USB slot on your TV if your TV has one.
Start streaming,
and you can stream Netflix and all kinds of stuff over it. It's a little USB computer,
right?
It's limited, but it doesn't have to do much because Netflix, you're not doing the rendering, boy, all that much. Rendering isn't all that hard, and you're streaming it. It's not being stored on that stick. It's being streamed online. So there's already work being done on games on the cloud where you could take any machine that you can connect to, you know, with a web browser or, you know, some sort of client to log into their server. And if you have a fast enough, internet connection, which, you know, cable internet probably fast enough, I would hope so. You're playing the game. You see the graphics. The graphics are streamed to you. You're sending your, you know, controller information or keyboard information or whatever to their server. The game is run on their servers. all the hard work is done on their local machine. So you could be theoretically pull out some hideously old computer, as long as it can connect to the internet and can run a modern browser, or, you know, just install Windows 10 so it can run such and such client. As long as it can run that client, you could play the most modern new games with no problem. Maybe Google's going to do something like that. Here's this tiny little box you connect to your TV and your controllers. Most of the work is done connecting over, let's say, wirelessly. You know, maybe they've got Bluetooth controllers. So it's handling the Wi-Fi. It's handling, you know, Ethernet or Wi-Fi connectivity and feeding information to their servers, to and from their servers, and to the television. That's it. Imagine how badass something like that could be if they walked in and said, we've got this little controller, this little game with these neat controllers, this little device that can play all these super modern games. You don't have to store them at all. There's no downloading. There's no upgrading or anything like that. That's all done by us. Everything's stored online. You don't have to do anything. You just log in and play. And we're going to sell it to you for $100.
Yeah, but then there's the monthly fee that's going to come with it.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I would almost guarantee it.
Sure, there might be. But imagine how kick-ass. I mean, if they wanted to punch their way to number one in the console market, all they'd have to do is put out some sort of streaming box that does that. And they have all these game companies that they've bought up that are making first, you know, first party titles just for them. Game, you know, Google exclusives. So people are like, ooh, I want to play that. And I only have to pay $100 to get it. Meanwhile, Nintendo, I mean, let's not even talk Nintendo. Let's, you know, Microsoft and Sony, they're putting out something that can do, it struggles to put out 4K for a local box. You still have to put a disc in the damn machine or download your game. And you can only download so many games. And it costs four times as much, maybe five times as much. Theoretically, Google could put out a $100 game streaming box that does 4K graphics seamlessly. Meanwhile, Sony and Microsoft can't even do that with their most modern machines. They say they can do 4K, but they're usually using tricks to make it work, or they struggle to do it, or it's just barely 4K.
Yeah.
Like 4K with only 30 frames per second. There's plenty of $100 streaming boxes you could throw together that could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Google, even if it cost them $250 a box and they only sold them for $100, sure, they're losing $150 a box. That's fine. Usually, like when Microsoft jumped into the market, they were losing money on their machines. Sony routinely loses money on their machines as much as that. But they can't offer something that cheap that anybody, almost anybody, can afford. You don't think that'd be the game, the machine to have at Christmas? If they put it out just at the right time with plenty of stock, didn't try to, you know, artificially inflate the scarcity like Nintendo does. If they just, you know, went, there's plenty of these for everybody. You could get them, you know, there's hundreds of them at every Walmart. Everybody can buy them. Everybody would have that under the tree. And then suddenly,
I don't know. I still see the potential for extreme issues, massive failures. You know, they're just, I don't care if it's Google or not. All these previous consoles, there's always been this, you know, big issue at launch. You know, they come out and they actually have like five titles when they launch their game.
Yeah.
They say they have 200 titles. But most of them are just titles from the previous incarnation that you can port over.
Right.
They're not actual, you know, new games. Or they say they've got all these features and these functions, and when you get it, oh, wait, no, they don't have those anymore because they decided it was too much trouble and they just got rid of them.
Sure, that's always a possibility. But I would say more of a worry would be, because, you know, Google, when they put something out, they usually don't tell you what it can do. They're the type that under-promise and over-deliver. They'll give you a basic idea of what they're going to do, and then they put out this really great product. Google Plus aside, you know, they tend to do a really good job of getting people interested in something and then giving them something that was way more than what they wanted. So I'm going to give Google the benefit of the doubt here, especially since they're bringing on board a guy who successfully led PlayStation and Xbox. You know, this guy has plenty of experience bringing consoles to market. So, you know, let's say that's great. But, like I said, what if they go into this, as is heavily rumored, that they go for games on the cloud? Now, like I said, you know, maybe this would be the must-have present at Christmas, right? Great. Sure. Everybody wants to buy one. Then Christmas morning comes and everybody's plugging in. Everybody's trying to get in. Sure, there might be some server issues because everybody's trying to log in. Everybody's trying to get their system, you know, ready to go like they promised, you know, just plug it in and play. Awesome, right?
Yeah.
What happens almost every Christmas? You have some jerk 4chan buddy type hackers who DDoS the PlayStation servers, the World of Warcraft servers, the PUBG servers, whatever, it doesn't matter. They love to just bring these machines down, especially when it's a new console coming to market. They try to hit the servers so that nobody can log in, and it makes it a very frustrating and unfun experience for all these people who spent all this money. Now, if they were only buying a very cheap machine from Google, that would be not so bad. But at the same time, there's still that frustration. And if it's games on the cloud, literally any DDoS means nobody's playing.
Yeah. I don't know. Hackers aside, there's got to be more to it. There's got to be, if they're going to succeed, there's got to be more to it. They've got to have assurances. They've got to have that big list of titles. They've got to have a controller that's functional. They've got to have Bluetooth connectivity that is spot on so that you're able to play at the level of professional gamers. I know that's asking a lot, but those are the key points that are going to make or break their control or their box, the Google box or whatever you want to call it.
Perhaps, but imagine this.
How much they can do about hackers.
Sure. Let's say that they don't do a little streaming box, though. Let's say they don't try to do a local box like Xbox or PlayStation are, you know, your classic console. What if they decided to do something more like the Switch that is meant for the casual gamer, tablet-based, but also can be connected up to a television, kind of like the NVIDIA Shield was before the Switch?
Hey.
That actually is something Google has some expertise in, as they've produced computers, they've produced tablets, and they can do them cheaply because they can make them Linux-based using open-source operating systems. And again, if they were buying up different companies, software is not that big of a deal, especially if they could partner with someone like Steam or Good Old Games, you know, companies like that, to make it so that they can bring that, you know, your games over from them and play them right from the get-go on that machine. So you got your Steam library that you can play on the go on this powerful tablet that also can be plugged into your TV. You grab up the home controller and go to work.
That would be nice. I'd really like something like that.
I mean, I'm sure Nintendo would have a conniption fit about it, but they would just have to do something slightly different from what they're doing, and it wouldn't be that hard. Already Nintendo's being sued because there was another company that put out something ridiculously similar to the Switch, but it was, you know, basically a controller that attached to the sides of your tablet. And
right.
So they can't exactly argue that they did that first. So maybe Google could get away with that. And that'd be a start, a foot in the door into the console market. I mean, yeah. Already they know people are willing to play a device like this. It's already something that people want. What if they could produce something like the Switch with half the cost? Instead of $300, we'll put it out for $150.
Well, that'd be awesome.
It would. Now, they would actually, it would cost them more than it would to put out a, you know, streaming box, like I had mentioned before, or a game stick or whatever they wanted to call it. But it's not that bad of an idea. And it's not just Google. Amazon has their own game studio.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they have their own game engine, and they're actively making games for allegedly for the PC market. But what if they either partnered with Google or decided to go on their own and make their own machine? Obviously, Amazon has their Kindles.
Yeah.
What if they decided to make a Kindle edition that's the Kindle Game Edition? That's kind of their version of the Switch.
That'd be cool.
And it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Well, no. Kindle Fire is a great machine.
Yeah.
It plays, you know, all the tablet games just fine.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they made it a little beefier so it could handle something better. Something, you know, something along the lines of the Switch.
Right, exactly. And, you know, yeah. They wouldn't put it out cheaply like Google could. They would, you know, charge a premium, as they always do, but that's fine. Maybe they decide to partner with Google is what I was saying, though. And that makes it easier for both of them to come to market.
Yeah.
And then you've got the two titans who basically could go, oh, huh, Sony? Yeah, we're going to buy that. Just buy Sony. And bring all that expertise in-house. It's not like Sony's not struggling. Sony could easily be bought out by either Amazon or Google.
Yeah.
And then they just, you know, change the PlayStation to the Google Station or the Fire Station or whatever. Fire Station. That'd be awesome. Anyway, especially if you get it in red.
Well, until they have that unfortunate situation where one of the boxes actually catches fire because of a defect.
Fire station on fire.
Yeah. You can see the irony going,
yes,
trending on every social media site.
Absolutely. Anyway, so I just thought that was an intriguing thought. And actually I'd like to hear what our listeners have to say about that. We are on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter at Scormy, Scormey. You can also leave a comment on the website, scormy.com. You know, go find the this particular episode in the podcast listings and leave a comment at the bottom of the page. We would love to hear what you have to say about this potential. What could this mean for the console market?
Well, if it happens, and I'm hoping it does, it might actually spur Xbox and PlayStation to up their game.
Oh, sure.
Because right now, they're just coasting. They're doing the absolute minimum.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really had any jumps in technology or any really inventive games that are exclusive titles. You know, come on, guys. Just give us something more, something better. Give us a reason to buy your product. So far, PlayStation has been out for, or the PlayStation 4, I think it is, has been out, yeah, for years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one. I have no want to buy one because there's been maybe three games that looked even half-ass interesting and they weren't interesting enough to shell out that kind of money.
Right.
Same with the Xbox. They're just not producing games that I want to play. And all the games that they're producing that, you know, the mass market wants to play, you can get them for your computer.
You know, I almost bought an Xbox 360 at one point. Almost. I haven't bought a PlayStation since the PlayStation 2.
Well, I have a PS3, but I got it because it was they were getting rid of them, and it was ridiculously cheap.
Sure.
And they threw in a whole bunch of games to go with it.
Can't beat that.
You know, hey, you buy this, and you can have this much in store credit for games, controllers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly got it because, well, it's got a better DVD player in it.
Yeah.
It has that Bluetooth.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, yeah.
Yes.
So that was the actual main reason I got it. Not because I liked the games.
Yeah.
I did get some decent games, mind you, but still.
The thing is, you know, I don't have so much a problem with the games on consoles. My issue is that why should I go spend $500 or so for a brand new machine when it comes out, you know, the PlayStation 4 Pro or the Xbox One, whatever the fudge it is, you know, why should I buy that when I have a perfectly good computer that blows them out of the water? It plays better games, more powerful games, has more storage, is faster processor, better memory, more memory. And I can do so much more with it than I can with a console.
Well, one
I am
thing.
PC Master Race forever.
Well, and one other thing that you skipped. Most computer monitors are higher pixel rates. You know, they're just better graphically.
Mm-hmm.
Than any TV out there, even the 4K TVs.
Yeah. Yeah, mine, this new laptop I got a few months ago, it's only 1080. It's not a 4K screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need a 4K screen. But it is 120 hertz refresh rate. It is, you know, super fast, crisp blacks. It's beautiful. I've got a 4K TV, a 48-inch 4K TV across the room from me that doesn't look as good. So, and I can do so much with this. But if I had a PlayStation 4 Pro, well, sure, I could play Horizon Zero Dawn on it, and that'd be awesome. I could play God of War, the new God of War. That'd be awesome. Ask me how much I care about those games.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. No, I'd rather just play an Oh, you can play MMORPGs on a console, too. Yeah, which ones? Elder Scrolls Online?
No, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I picked it up recently because it was on the Steam summer sale for $10. Well, not...
Should I actually
play
it?
No, I haven't even... it's downloaded. I haven't bothered with it. I plan to. I'll mess with it because, you know, you buy to play. Why not? Yeah, I mean, there's... Sure, Neverwinter. There's lots of games you can play, but they're not games I want to play. Can I play Lord of the Rings Online on the PlayStation? No. Can I play World of Warcraft on a console? No. Can I play Rift? No. Can I play Diablo 3? Yeah, but I already have it on my computer that looks so much better. So why? Why would I?
I don't know.
If Google were to put out this $500 machine to rival the PlayStation and Xbox. Let's say it's the new generation, right? And they're putting out a PlayStation 5. And they're putting out a new Xbox dildo edition. You know, the massive one. It's so much better, right? They're going to put those... Oh, good. They're so powerful. They're so sweet. They can finally do 4K. And then Google comes out and goes, oh, yeah, we put out one that's the same price, but it's as powerful as your desktop gaming machine. And it plays the same games because it comes with a keyboard and a mouse that are wireless and also has a controller, too. Yeah, so much for PlayStation and Xbox.
Why did your brain automatically go to the dildo edition? Is there something you really need to talk to me about?
No, I don't know. I just... I couldn't think of, you know, PlayStation 5. That's simple. You know, they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Actually, it should be the PlayStation V.
There was Xbox, then Xbox 360, because it was coming out against the PlayStation 3. And then there was the Xbox One against the PlayStation 4. And now there's the Xbox One X or whatever, and the S, and the this, and the that. And there's like three different versions additionally of the Xbox One. Some of them are weaker than others. And what, you know what? All they have to do is, instead of their little Xbox symbol, just put a little symbol of one of those, you know, female vibrator thingies with all the little dongles and doodads sticking off the top. And it's like, look, it does everything. That's why it came to mind.
Ah,
because okay. It's multi-talented and it's fleshy and lifelike, except for it's got all the little doodads and, you know, hentai-like tentacles and whatnot coming off of it. Did I just go too far?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I tend to do that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but our listenership's up.
I wonder why.
I don't know, because it isn't because of me. Oh. Anyway, so we're overdue. I suppose we should finish up this spectacle. I won't call it an episode.
Well, I haven't had a whole lot to say on it because I don't pay attention to consoles anymore.
There's no reason to. If you like consoles, you play consoles. Otherwise, you play real games on a computer.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, squirmy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.